Housework. Equality. Why aren't both of us doing the same amount? It's only fair. If I had a dollar, inflation, you know, for every time that I heard a spouse complain that their partner is not pulling their fair share at home, I would probably be lying on a beach somewhere, or at least working less than I do. For years now, folks, especially women, have been told that each partner in a marriage needed to split the housework 50-50. Now that sounds great at first blush. However, it leads to all types of problems, basically because couples tend to take the advice literally and go by the number of chores to be done, as opposed to the quality and effort involved in getting specific chores and responsibilities done. For instance, would you agree that it takes more effort to prepare the average dinner from scratch than it takes to bring the trash cans in after garbage night? Or to cut the grass, gather the clippings, bag them, and dispose of said bags, than to fold a batch of laundry? Then, of course, there is the matter of other commitments. How so? Well, consider this scenario. You each work outside of the home. One of you also coaches your girls' basketball team, helps with its fundraising efforts, and obviously attends the games, and takes work home from the office. Your partner comes home from the job, cooks dinner, does laundry, and puts the kids to bed. So the question is, who did more? And if you say the one who did the household tasks did more, please think again. Was your spouse's efforts or responsibilities any less demanding or stressful than yours? The reality is that the division of labor should not be equal. Truth is that there really is no way to fairly assess everything that is on someone's plate and the effort and stress involved, or its importance in a family. What should matter is whether or not the basic division of labor is a fair one, a sometimes subtle, yet always important difference. So the next time that you attempted to throw in your lover's face the fact that you do more than they do around the house, and that it is not fair, first re-examine all that each of you does to help the family on many levels. Then decide whether or not the efforts are fairly split. Enough said.